Hello, it's time for another 10-minute STEM information podcast, what we call a SIP, here on Technology Espresso. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. And I can't go this week without talking about hymns. Nope, I'm not talking about church hymns. I'm talking about HIMSS, which is and stands for the Healthcare and Health Industry Information Technology Conference and Convention that's held every year. Let me just share with you just a little bit about hymns. And anyone who has any type of affinity or interest in healthcare and helping people, then every piece of healthcare touches upon technology and information technology, because when you're caring for a patient, it has to do with data. So HIMSS is this humongous conference and convention. This year, I think they're estimating over 40,000 people will attend HIMSS. Let me just give you some of the context of HIMSS. Again, that's HIMSS. And you can follow along. Just go to HIMSS.org to find out about HIMSS to begin with, and also hear and look through and see all of the different resources and career paths and opportunities. They even have a job posting board, but if nothing else, just give you some exposure. Because one of the things I want to bring to your attention as well is that you don't have to be a healthcare professional. Some of these topics that I'm going to talk about is just important to you as a citizen and a human being who has family members, or you yourself may at some point in your life encounter health challenges. So it's good to know what's going on in that industry, what the direction of that industry is, what's the latest and greatest technology, because as I said in one of my previous podcasts, give more information, you can ask questions. And those questions can open doors, open opportunities that you may not have otherwise known about or had available to you simply because you didn't know what were the right questions to ask. So let me begin. HIMSS, which is focused mainly in North America, a business unit within HIMSS, which transforms health and healthcare through the best use of information technology in the United States and Canada. As a cause-based nonprofit, HIMSS North America provides thought leadership, community building, professional development, public policy, and other events. HIMSS North America represents about 64,000 individual members, and like I said, about 40,000 are expected to attend the conference. So very active community. 640 corporate members and over 450 nonprofit organizations are all under the HIMSS umbrella. Thousands of volunteers work with HIMSS to improve the quality, cost effectiveness, access, and value of healthcare through IT. Major initiatives within HIMSS North America include the HIMSS Annual Conference and Exhibition, the National Health IT Week, HIMSS Innovation Center, HIMSS Interoperability Showcase, the HIMSS Health IT Value Suite, and Concert by HIMSS. So those are just some of the major initiatives within and up under the HIMSS umbrella. Their overall goal and vision is simply better health through information technology. One of the things I want to share with you next is just some of the topics that are hot topics for the 2017 conference. Again, because these topics, they're talking about them. There's new announcements and new rollout of technology, and it's good for you to know about them and ask questions. Probe your doctors, your next doctor visit. So one category is simply the business of healthcare and the new payment models. And there's a lot of innovation going on in this area. Healthcare can be expensive, and life or death, who lives and who lives the longest, shouldn't just be a matter of how much money you have. It's so important in healthcare to have early diagnosis of different ailments and diseases. And what we find is people, especially who are low income, they don't have regular doctor visits, don't have a regular family doctor. So things go misdiagnosed for longer periods of time. And by the time they are diagnosed, it's often death sentence, when if caught early and early detection could prevent a lot of deaths in the minority and in poor communities. So it's important to know that there's some new payment models coming out. Another topic, care coordination, what we call the culture of care and population health. As the population becomes aging, adult kids have to find ways to creatively support and care for their parents while even raising their families, maintaining their careers. So that's a topic in itself. The career and workforce development and diversity within the healthcare informatics space. Another topic, clinical and business intelligence. Okay, being able to have predictive data. It's very important in healthcare. There is clinical informatics and clinician engagement. There's quality payment programs versus value-based payments. And to be quite honest, it may not be straightforward what the difference is. You may not have even heard of those terminologies. Well, good. Then I challenge you to just visit the HIMSSconference.org education topics, and they have a drop down that expands upon it. But it's worth noting there are the concept of quality payment programs versus value-based payments. Also a big area when it comes to health informatics and healthcare information management is compliance, risk management, and program integrity. That's an important word. Connected health. And that means that if you visit several different doctors, that they're able to share information and look at you holistically so that they're not counteracting what one doctor is prescribing or recommending. There's consumer and patient engagement. There's a hot topic that's been around probably for the last 7, 8 years is the electronic healthcare record, EHRS. That the goal is to have, again, electronic record that maybe you could even carry around in your wallet or on your phone. So you go to the doctor, you don't have to fill out all those forms. You just show them your healthcare records and history. So everything from the patient's demographics, their progress notes, problems, medications, vital signs, past medical history, immunization history, any laboratory data, all of that being kept on a chip and on your person wherever you go. So you're in an accident, an ambulance comes, picks you up, they'd look for that card or that chip, and they'd have your medical history. Definitely could be life-saving. There is genomics and precision medicine, and I just recently heard about this, and trust me, I may not even pronounce all of these correctly. I don't know every one of these topics, but I'm a prolific reader. I like to stay on top of different topics, especially if a new word comes across. This genomics, again, I may not pronounce it right, but let me spell it for you. Genomics. And I invite, if I have a healthcare provider or a health informatic person that's listening to this podcast, send me a note, and I'd love to have you on the show to talk about and educate us on all of these topics here. But in that particular area, precision medicine, I did recently read an article about that, and I'm very interested in that. It's about a personalized care and disease treatment and disease prevention approach. It's understanding that person's personal data instead of just prescribing the same dose of the same medicine for patient after patient, understanding that patient's own chemical makeup. I, in my own layman's term, often say that we all are chemistry sets and we have different chemical makeups. Some of it is based on demographics, our different sexes, and just individually, you just have a different chemical makeup. So how a pill is going to react in you is going to be totally different than how it reacts in me. So our dosage should be personalized. So I think that's very interesting, and I'm very intrigued about that. Other topics include health information exchange and data access. Again, sharing information across doctors and hospitals. Health IT public policy. Those are always changing and evolving. So what's the impact there? There's the human factors, the user experience and design process. We often talk about STEM and we add the A because of art design. And so healthcare informatics is very interesting and even has a track on that. When you go to a website, your doctor's website or to your healthcare online medical records, what kind of experience are you looking for? There's also the whole area of innovation, entrepreneurship, and venture investment. So if you're an entrepreneur and you have an innovative idea, as a matter of fact, they're running a contest and you could win over $100,000. So another reason to visit the HIMSS website, HIMSS, learn more about that innovation and entrepreneur contest and opportunity to submit your innovative idea. Then there's a whole track on IT infrastructure and HIT, which stands for Health Information Technology Standards. There's certification and medical device integration. I'm sure when you've been to a hospital, you see all the machines. All of them are reading data, and that data needs to all come together to make up your medical history and help the doctors make the best decisions and recommendations. There's also leadership and governance and strategic planning around healthcare and hospitals and information systems. Of course, there's a big area in health informatics is privacy, security, and cybersecurity. Area that's near and dear to me, they have a track here at the conference for process improvement, workflow, and change management. There's also quality and patient safety outcomes. Now that's the list of the topics. Within each of those topics and tracks, they have speakers and just a lot of information being exchanged. But I wanted to share that list with you because as you can see, there's a whole range of topics as well as career opportunities within health information systems and health information technology. So I encourage you to follow the hashtag this week. Follow our tweets. We'll be covering it. I just shared 8 different women in healthcare information management that are being recognized and celebrated during the conference, and I applaud them for the diversity of the women that they spotlighted for the conference. But again, visit. There is more on the opportunities and career opportunities. Even if you're not currently in the field, go to the site where you can post your resume just to search what type of job opportunities, where are the job opportunities, and even how much they're paying. And it may be worth you then taking a second look of if you have an area of interest or passion and how you might pursue it. Well, that's our 10 minutes, or I should say, our 10 minutes plus. I hope you found this informative. I hope you will explore a little more on your own. And thank you for listening and supporting Technology Espresso. Bye for now.